go back home to just regular food. I don't know what I'm going to do. But Dennis hadn't been here in 6 years. Isn't it great to have Dennis Franks here? Bringing that energy to everybody. I mean, this is bittersweet for me because this is the end of a 3-week journey from Singapore to Taipei to Hong Kong, and I leave tomorrow and I don't want to go. I really don't want to go. I love it here so much. You can all just let me. I got 15 hours on the plane to get caught up with all the work for 3 weeks. It's going to be funny, but you know, I'm going to throw it all out there for you today. I'm going to throw it all out there for you. And got some great stuff you haven't seen before, like we talked about yesterday. And just great, great things going on. And did you like some of the new things from yesterday? Yeah. Right? I got some new stuff today for you. The bottom line is we're not just ahead of the curve. We're not just ahead of the curve. We're redefining it. Every second, every minute, every day. We're here to make a difference and change lives. And we're seeing it. People are realizing residual income every single day, and it's changing their lives. And the company is continuing to grow and giving you more and more and more. Now we have over 2,000 partner stores that you earn 100% on. Cash back, pure cash outs. IBB continuously going on. And we're increasing the cash back in IBB. Shop local walk-in stores. Again, we marry e-commerce that you buy online and also understand that 92% of what everyone buys is offline. So we enable you to capitalize and earn on both of those purchases. More deals are going to be coming the way. Wait till you see more deals that are going to be pumping in Anthony because online, offline stores are moving. It truly is. In our 10th anniversary, we have only just begun. You have only just begun. Because what you're going to be, where you're at now, where you're going to be, is colossal. It's going to be huge. I mean, what do you think about yesterday, the first time ever in any country, anywhere, you now have a fuel card. We're now each and every one of you earned for just getting gas. Getting gas. So basically, look, I'm sorry, we have to get gas. You might as well earn candy, right? You might as well earn from it. And the great thing is you earn cash back and IBB just for getting gas. And through July, you get 6% cash back and 6% IBB. Why wouldn't everyone get this car? Everyone should. The whole goal is that everyone just purchases from their own business. Consumers purchase through shop.com. They get rewarded. If they go to the store and buy it, they don't. We show you how to save money and make money at the same time. And here's the beautiful thing. By doing this, you will earn a residual income. Your commissions will grow just from practicing those things. Would you agree? Right? Now, we want you to do them so badly. We want you to do this so badly that we give you another incentive just for doing what you're supposed to do anyway. And we offer that through the shopping annuity bonus program. Now, just for doing what you're supposed to do, just for doing what you're supposed to do, we give you an additional incentive on top of it for doing those things. We want you to do it that badly. And watch this. We came out with this bonus program. You like how I go back and forth between the slides, right? Now, when we started this program 2 years ago, since that time, team, we have awarded over $18 million in extra BBs. $18 million in extra. Now, that's not the BB and IBB that you're getting from the purchases. This is just for meeting the shopping annuity bonus program. In 2 years, we've awarded over $18 million extra BB. Over $7 million extra IBB. And this doesn't even include the 50 BB and 25 IBD. When you meet the bonus program, and anyone in your organization meets the program as well. So, and we didn't stop there. We didn't stop there. We've made anytime we come out with a program, anytime, I promise you, we're just getting out of the gate. We will always make that program more lucrative, better, financially better for you, always. And that's our mission. So since we came out with that program, we made it even more lucrative for you. Look at this. Anyone who qualifies for the Shopping Annuity Bonus Program automatically gets free shipping for 1 year. Now let me tell you the key on this. For 20-some years, I could not figure out an equation or a formula that we can offer unfranchised owners free shipping. Why? Well, when you go to a website right now who offers you free shipping, it's easier for them to do it because you're buying at retail. And they're putting the cost of shipping into the price of the product. Remember, you're buying products at wholesale. So to try to figure out a free shipping program where you don't have to pay any shipping was almost impossible. The margins weren't there. So we decided, because we wanted you to meet the bonus program so much, we would absorb and reduce the profit. So now, just by meeting the bonus program, you get 1 year of free shipping yourself from any orders you place on the franchise. How's that? The next quarter, you get it for another 3 months. And it just continues to add on and add on and add on. There's no annual fee for this, unlike other websites, and we always deliver on time. Now, at the same time, we wanted to make it better for your consumers. When we launched this free shipping program with our franchise owners, we also reduced the shipping that your customers pay on hk.shop.com. It used to be any orders over 1,500 Hong Kong dollars gave the customer free shipping. We even slashed that 47%, and any customers who order from your site, we absorb the cost. Any orders over 800 Hong Kong dollars, they get free shipping as well, okay? Continues to get better. But let us show you how we've made you even more money from when we launched this program. Alright, so we increased the BB bonus for SABB qualifiers, for Shopping Annuity Bonus qualifiers. Here's how we did it. It used to be, if Gene and I met the pool, the program, and a certain number of people met it as well, we shared, there was a formula done, and we shared in the extra BB that was paid out equally. As we started to look at the program, we said, well, if Gene buys more than me, it's not fair for him to get the same amount of BV when he's purchasing more than me, right? So we changed the program last year, and it's based upon what you do. So what happens is if you meet the Shopping Annuity Bonus Program, we calculate all the orders that you've placed on unfranchised.com, and you get an additional 20% BB bonus on anything you purchased. So that way, if Gene purchases more than me, his extra BB is higher than mine. And that's the way it should work. He controls his own destiny. I control my own destiny as well. So this is how it basically works. You go buy a 90-day supply of OPC3 on a franchise. Currently, you would get $43.50 in BB. The Shopping Annuity Bonus Program, add 20% of that, and you get $52.50. And BBN team, this is just for doing what you already should be doing anyway. We're giving this extra on top of it. And then everyone controls their own destiny. If Alice purchases more than me, and I need the SABP, and so does Alice, but she purchases more, she gets a higher BB bonus, and she should for doing that. And since we've made these changes, team, since we've made it, in Q4 of 2015, we awarded 2.1 million in extra BB. Extra BB. The current we just paid out on Q4 of 2016, we paid out over 3.5 million in extra BB. Extra BB.
Why in
extra BB? That's an increase of 69% paid out to the field from the previous quarter to a year ago at the same time. And this doesn't, again, include the 50 and 25 IBB you get for having someone choose you as the SABB partner and an IBB leadership bonus on top of it. Now, we've also, not only have we made the program richer, we've made it easier and richer as well. So watch this. It used to be you have to purchase 1,500 BB a quarter to meet the shopping annuity bonus program, okay? Last year, how many of you purchased Market Hong Kong IBB products? IBB products, you do, most of you do. Well, it used to be only the BB products counted towards the 1,500 that you needed every quarter. But we said that's not really fair as we looked at it because they are buying Market Hong Kong products, they're just IBB. They're just IBB now, right? They're just IBB. So we said, guess what? If you purchase 1,200 BB and Market Hong Kong products and 300 IBB and Market Hong Kong products, that will count towards meeting the 1,500. So you can count BB and IBB to meet the 1,500. Do you see how you continue to make the program better? You want everyone to attain the goal. Everyone to attain the goal. And everything I'm talking about this afternoon, you can see it directly in your back office. Everything. You can see how much BB you're earning. You can see all you got to do is go to the Shopping Annuity Bonus Program Report. All of this data is at your fingertips and updated every single day. And here's the beautiful thing. It used to be I had to do 1,500 BB a quarter, and I got the 20% bonus on what I purchased. But now that we added IBB, guess what? We give you a 20% bonus on the BB, and we give you a 20% bonus on the IBB as well. Again, giving more back and back and back. We want you to earn this and get it. And again, you can see this. You can see how much BB and IBB you're obtaining. Now look, since we've added free shipping, since we've added the ability where you can combine your BB and IBB to meet the 1,500, since we've added a 20% bonus with BB and IBB, and we've added more juice to the program, look at how the qualifiers have increased. Music to my ears. In Q3 of 2015 to Q4 of 2015, 48% more qualifiers. 48% more qualifiers. Q1 of 16, 74% more qualifiers. Q2 of 16, 112% more qualifiers. And this is more BB on top of it, and IBB. Q3, 140% new qualifiers. And then the quarter we just paid on team, 163% increase in qualifiers. Good? Everyone should obtain it. All you're doing is the things you're supposed to be doing anyway that we're preaching about. And you save money, make money, earn more BB, earn more commissions. I can keep going on until I'm blue in the face. You want more?
Yeah.
All right, good. I got it. Look at this. When I show the business, one of the biggest, the best qualities of our plan is I can take orders on franchise, and I can place the volume in anyone that I've personally sponsored who is qualified in the business. So I can take that volume and put it as deep as I want in someone I personally sponsored, and guess what? As you guys know this, everyone gets the credit all the way up the line for the same volume. It's crazy, revolutionary, it's amazing. And that feature is one of the best features of the plan, Dina, right? And so, but just by doing what you're supposed to be doing anyway and meeting the shopping annuity bonus program, you can not only place the volume here like we've been doing, we let you, if I meet the bonus program and Alice meets the bonus program and she happens to be in my organization, which I wish she was, if she was in my organization, I could place the volume in her Business Development Center, even if I didn't personally sponsor her. So follow me here. Someone, Joanne, way down. If I meet the bonus program, and anyone in my organization meets the bonus program in the same quarter, and I didn't even personally sponsor them, I can place my volume in their business development center. How's that? More flexibility to place the volume deeper and deeper and deeper. And look at this. Everything I'm talking to you about, you have visibility in. So that's been a big mission, Gene, for ours this year and last year. Expose the UFOs with as much data as we can. Give them as much information as possible. Let them grow their business. Now, I can go to the shopping annuity bonus program report and see who else in that quarter also met the bonus program, so I can place the volume in their center. It tells me who it is, their ID number, their names, everything that I need to know. Consistently, all of the time. Now, everything good so far? I'm just giving you an increase. I'm giving you a raise, all right? I'm giving you a raise, automatically. Now, I'm going to eliminate challenges to make your life easier so you can continue to grow. How many of you have ever had issues or challenges tracking any of your orders? We all have from time to time. We're going to eliminate that problem right now. All right? This is how we did it. And this is live as I speak. Go to your hk.shop.com account, go to my account, and then we added something called an online shopping trip. What does that mean? I'm going to tell you exactly how it works. It's really simple, but it gives you the visibility you need to track any single order you can ever imagine. So here, let me explain how it works. I go to hk.shop.com, and I go to a partner store, let's say it's Zalora, okay? When I go to Zalora, the system assigns that trip that I go from hk.shop.com to Zalora with a shopping trip ID. Whether you pay on their site or not, or order anything or not, we give you a unique shopping trip ID. You never had this visibility before. We give you a shopping trip ID, all right, automatically. So you'll see more shopping trip IDs than you'll see cashback awarded or IBB awarded. Why? Because, man, you're going to go to a site probably more and not buy something than maybe if you do. But you still get the ID. Once we get the record or the report back from the merchant, we will automatically post the cashback and IBB that goes along with that trip, so you know you automatically get credit for it every single time. Now, if you go to Zalora and you purchase something and you happen to not see it posted with cashback or pending cashback or IBB, no problem. You don't even have to pick up the phone and call anybody. All you do is you click on that link right there. Give us the order confirmation number, the order date, the order subtotal, any details about the order, and it bypasses and goes directly to the team who works on that and works with the vendor to get the cash back awarded. And you can follow your progress online without picking up a telephone call. Does that make your life easier? Much easier. I don't want anyone spending time on non-result-producing activities. Anytime we can do this, we will always do it, all of the time. What about this? Now, here is the thing that was frustrating. Not only are we giving you visibility with shopping trips and everything you can see when you're awarded, you got to get awarded faster. And we're already in development, like I talked about with this partner store merchant app. You're going to get rewarded with cashback and IBB faster than you ever have been before. It's in development. It's going to go live in the third quarter. It'll be announced easily by the next event. It's so simple. Just have your privilege card on your phone. When you go into the walk-in store, just go ahead and show them the card. They go ahead and they swipe it. We'll get the report within 24 to 72 hours. And then voila, this is what will happen. We'll send you an email telling you that you have IBB. You don't have to wait a month. You don't have to wait. We haven't even been paid for this yet. We're going to let you assign that IBB before we get paid. Once we get records from that order, you can assign that IBB right on unfranchise.com. And and not have to wait a month. It'll be in anywhere from 24 to 72 hours, and you will see the pending cash back go to your accounts every few tracks. Good?
Yes.
All right, great. Now, here's an interesting fact, and I hope I don't go over your head, but look, I'm transparent. I want to get in the weeds with you, and I'll expose everything. Good, bad, ugly. That's what I do. I'm not here to paint a rosy picture here. I'm going to tell you how it is so we can grow together. Okay, so look at this. Do you know the number one reason that people don't get credit for cash back is? The number one reason, this will blow your mind. It's because people have adware or spyware on their computers. Here's the funny thing about this. When my technology people came to me, I'm like, I know what it is. But how in the world are we going to know if they have it on their machine? See, the reason, this is the number one reason why people don't get credit for cash back in IBB, and here's why. If you have adware or spyware on your machine, when you leave hk.shop.com and go to Zalora, by having adware or spyware on your machine, it eliminates the tracking of that order once you leave our site. It stops that cookie from tracking, not a chocolate chip cookie, but a cookie from tracking over to the site. It breaks the link. You go there, but the adware stops it and eliminates the tracking. So we don't know that you came from a, we know you left, but it stops it right there. We can't continue the tracking. So I'm like, man, how do we solve this? We can't let this happen, because here is my problem with this. Many people don't even know that they have adware or spyware on their machine. I don't. So here's what happens. We've solved it. This is going live in the next couple weeks. IT team came to me with a challenge and said, we got a solution. And I said, well, how do you have a solution to this? We're not at everyone's computer. I can't tell what software they have loaded on their machine. They said, actually, we can. We can track it before they leave the site. I'm like, there's no way. Team, look what we've developed. It goes live in 2 weeks. Watch this. You go to hk.shop.com. Go to this partner store, right? And you have AdWords, spyware on there. You don't even know you do. I'm trying to solve all the world's problems here. Watch this. If you click to go to that store and you have AdWords, spyware on your machine, here's what happens. The system will say, one moment, please. Wait, it looks like an ad blocker is preventing you from earning up to 2% cash back or 5% cash back. Doesn't matter. And it says, are you using AdBlock? All you do is you click enable cash back. It disables the ad blocker for that session. So when you go over to the partner store, you'll get the credit. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, this stuff takes months to develop. They came to me and said, we got a solution. I'm not sure how they got it, but I'll take it. So look at that. And here's the great thing. It won't eliminate or disable a whole blocker from your machine. It just disables the candy from that session so we can track it. Good? All right. And then, of course, we have a cashback activity report where you can track everything as well. Again, like I said, we award cash. We award discounts, coupons, cash, IBB. So we said we got to pay people fast if they want their cash back. And we do. Anytime a consumer or a UFO wants to get their cash back, they go to the cash back activity report, they click redeem. All they do is put in their bank account information, and we direct deposit the cash that is deservingly theirs directly into their account. That easy. Write this website down. This website was built by our internal partner store team. It's called Cashback. You'll see it on the screen. Cashbackfaq.com. And our team and the company built this because they wanted to build a tool that shows you if you have, like, it's basically a crowdsourced website with UFOs and our partner team interacting with you. And there'll be tips on there from UFOs on how they shop smarter, how they're earning more cash back, how they doubled it, tripled it, whatever it may be. But if there's any tracking kind of things that can prevent these things from happening, we post it on the website. So it's a great website to go in there on tips and tricks and earning more, tips and tricks on how to troubleshoot things and everything like that. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about your unfranchised business, your back office, everything you get as an unfranchised owner. Your unfranchised business includes all of these things. Everything you need to get started in your business. Everything. Everything. By the way, next few months we have a new sub-kit box that's being developed. I'll put all the materials in. You carry it around really nice and neat. Make your life a lot easier. Great presentation for new unfranchised owners. But there's so much more. So much more that you get. Mobile tools. Hundreds of audios. Make sure you download these apps and use them. These things cost so much to build. We build them for you. Unfranchised media. From the palm of your hand on your phone, you can listen to audios. The shopping annuity application. The unfranchised prospecting tool. The unfranchised virtual partner. How many have used that? How many have used the virtual partner? Okay. I want to talk about that just for 1 second. The reason we built that was pretty simple. Is Alan, sorry. Look, reason we built that, I don't know about you, I can get people in this business all day long. I show them the business, they're ready to rock and roll. Right? They're ready to go. For me, the hardest thing, and I'm just looking at myself, because I'm an unfranchised owner too, is getting them started the right way. It takes a lot of time and getting them out of the gates. We built this virtual partner tool to take care of that situation. That virtual partner tool takes you from the starting gate of what a new UFO should do from A to Z. Follows the getting started guide from A to Z. You have them go to that tool, and then it doesn't work for you. It used to be you had to sit with somebody for 3 hours taking them through the getting started guide. Here, the virtual partner follows every single step and wants this. If they complain it's not working to you, well, you can go in there and see if they followed the steps according to the getting started guide, even if they've done it. It tells you if they followed it from A to Z and it tracks their progress. And it gives them all the necessary things they need to do to get started in the business. You get all of that, and you get a top-of-the-line website. You get a powerful domain name, shop.com. You want to go shop? You think of a better name? You know how much that URL is worth right now? Just the URL. $75 million. Just the name. The name itself. $75 million. Mobile ready for you and your people. You own it though. It's yours. You reap the benefits. We power the website. We have hundreds and hundreds of poison merchandises. All you got to do is just tell people about it. And you can change your life. Thousands of partner stores, a cash back program, a way to create a shopping annuity. But that's not it. You also, as part of your subscription, every time I go through this, I'm like, why isn't everybody in this? It's crazy. You also get a MotusCosmetic.com site included in your subscription. So, my website is shop.com/mark. As an franchise owner, I also get a MotusCosmetics.com site, and it's going to be the same name, /mark. If I want to get customers to go, they go right and get all the skincare and cosmetics that they want. How many people love isotonics? Yes! You also, as part of your subscription, and this went live here in Hong Kong last November, I also get an isotonics.com site. So, if I want to show someone the great products and the great product line of isotonics, I can have them go to my isotonics.com/mark site. All of these sites are e-commerce enabled. You earn retail profit, we do all the work for you, we'll ship for you everything. New design site, it's mobile. Oh, everything that we develop also is responsive. What does that mean? Works on every single device, a desktop, an iPad, whatever, a phone. All of these things work on any type of device. The isotonic site here is a sampling of it. For time, I won't go through everything, but you own this. You own this. Dennis talked about this earlier. How many of you love the TLS program? you get people going. Look, as a franchise owner, it doesn't cost you any more money. You get a TLSSlim.com website, /more, all included in your subscription. Do you want to get people on this program? That's easy to do. Here's an example of the website. You own it. This went live too in November as well. This went live in November as well. Beautiful website. Beautiful, beautiful website. And then it doesn't stop there. If you want to have consumers overseas, you also own a global.shop.com website. So for me, it would be, again, all of these sites would be, in this case, global.shop.com/more. And I can have a customer, I'll talk about this shortly, I can have a customer from China come to my global website and we'll ship directly to that customer in China. I'll get the retail profit and the BV as well. And I'll show you some new stuff on global shortly. And then on franchise.com, your back office, which I'm going to talk about in just a minute, is all mobile. Wherever you want, check your sales volume, it's updated. Companies don't give UFOs and their distributors this. You have access to every single thing, Gene. All the time and always working to get it better. This is the thing that's crazy. You get all of that as a franchise owner for 790 Hong Kong dollars. I mean, it's crazy. You get all of that, and not only do you get it, you have... There are 300 plus engineers who are developing on the site every day. Developing on that site for you. You don't pay a dime. You don't own any of those stores. You don't have any of those headaches. All you got to do is go out there and talk about it and change your life. It's amazing. Let's talk about growing and simplifying your business using unfranchise.com. That's a great, great new stuff to show you. Universalunfranchise.com. It used to be, if you were opening and growing in other countries, you'd have to log in all these different franchise sites to get in. Now, with one simple login, you go in, we know all the countries you're doing business in, and you can just work through your one franchise account and toggle back and forth between each and every country. But we've added more flexibility for you. Autoship. This is really cool. It used to be, last year, that we would pull your auto ship the first, second, third, and fourth week of every month. Okay? Now, what happened there is that means that there's 4 weeks. But 12 times 4, 12 months in a year times 4 weeks is 48 weeks. So there were 4 weeks in a year we weren't both pulling auto ship. 4 weeks every single year. So for 4 weeks out of a year, there wasn't any unfranchised transfer by auto ships coming in. Field leaders talked to us and said, look, if we change it to where everyone pulls 17 days prior to the queue date, we can take those 48 weeks that pull on auto shift, and we would spread them out over 52 weeks, and there would never be 4 weeks anymore that an auto shift didn't pull. Great advice. We implemented it, and at the same time, we said, here's a good opportunity to sort of rehaul the auto ship program to make it simpler for everybody. So here's what we did. We changed the whole auto ship program, made it easier for everyone to set it up, and then, here we go, excess BV and IBV placement, important to note. It used to be, and I'll get to that shortly. Look, it used to be, whatever you put on your auto ship, all of it went to your OO1. Now you can place the excess BV and IBV down the line as well and get that extra credit. And then, of course, we have accrual protection. Someone starts out at 50 BV a month. If they go to coordinator level, we automatically bump them up automatically so nothing happens. But we used to have a problem with it. If someone grew quickly and they set up their auto ship to start 2 months ahead or 2 months going forward and they qualified for a check beforehand, the system would say, well, you're not pulling yet. The new system says, oh, you qualified for coordinator. We're going to go ahead and push your bump up earlier so nobody gets affected at all. And we made more auto ship enhancements. Currently, this is live as well on every single product page. Every single product page. You can click and add any product to an auto say, you know what, I might want that product in 2 months. Or I might want it in 3 months. Let me just put it in my queue. What happens is you put as many products as you want in your queue, and when you're ready to move it to your active auto ship for your next pull, you can then go in here and it just automatically sets it up so it pulls it the next time. And every time before your auto ship goes up the pull, I mean, do it like a week before. Don't wait till the last minute. Like a week before, you want to toggle, because we were finding. It's amazing how we try to find every nook and cranny for you. Every single thing we can find for you. But people were buying, they were worried about changing their auto ship, and they would get more product than they might need in a particular month. This gives you the flexibility to move stuff back and forth, right? And then when you move something out of your auto ship, it doesn't move it out of there completely. It moves it to the queue. It won't pull it until you bring it back down. Good? All right. I'm again trying to make things so much easier. Look. As an franchise owner, you have cash back, right? So we added just about a month or so ago, you should be able to use the cash back anywhere you want. So now on franchise.com, anytime you place an order, you can just check that box and use the cash back that you have towards placing your orders on franchise.com as well. Look at this. Another big focus of the company. We need to get notifications out on franchise owners faster. If you're like me, I hate email. I get way too many emails. I mean, I hate it. Sorry. I can't stand it. So many emails, and I hate when people don't know how to email either. Right? But I tell my staff, if something's crucial, send me a text message. At least I'll get it immediately. Right? If it's important, don't call me because I might be in a meeting. I can't pick up the phone. Send me a text message. I can at least pop you back real quick without anyone looking and say, hey, maybe I'll see you in 30 minutes or something, right? So how can we get notifications out to people, right? So we implemented, late last year, text message notifications. Okay? And here's how it works. Look at this. And this works for anyone, any UFO in any market. I love this. Let's say you have a UFO in your organization who hasn't turned in their Form 1000. 30 days before it's due, we'll send them a text message team telling them that they need to submit their Form 1000. Good?
Yeah.
This is good stuff. Haven't met their quarterly qualification. 30 days before it's due, we send them a text message letting them know. Okay? And now here's the thing. I want everyone to get this. But when we developed this program, we wanted to send everyone the text messages, but we were worried about opting everyone in. And the reason for that is some people have different text plans where they might have to pay for text messages. I wanted to opt everyone in, but I didn't want people to incur charges. So if you're not getting these text messages, that's because we couldn't opt you in. All you got to do is follow these simple steps. So you can do this when you get home tonight, tomorrow, whatever. Go to franchise.com, go to account settings, go to notification preferences, okay? And then you'll see all the text messages that you can get. All you got to do is just check off all the ones you want to get, which I would recommend just getting all of them, and then automatically these text messages will be sent to you. Again, I wanted to opt everyone in, but I was worried about people incurring charges. So opt in and you get all of these messages. We've added new notifications. These are live as well. I love this one. Imagine a new UFO getting their first commission check. They'll get a text message that says, congratulations, you just earned a commission check. All right? Also, we send text messages for newly registered customers who have registered on your site. Or if there's a new UFO that you need to place in the organization. We have new ones that are coming. These are just an example of some of them. Anytime there's someone that you brought in the business who hasn't renewed, we'll send the upline a renewal reminder. We'll send text messages to your customers. It's continuing to get better, you know, manage and grow your business. Here's one that's going live in the next few weeks, and this one drives me crazy. Everyone gets news lines, right, from the company weekly? Great, I can't stand them. They bother me, and I'll tell you why. They're the longest freaking newsletter I've ever seen. They're so long. I even read the first couple of notifications and the first couple articles. I'm like, come on, man. How long is this thing? How long is it? Do I have to read every article? I mean, it's terrible. So the next couple of weeks, we're going to go from this thing that takes forever to scroll through, and I know you close them out because I do too. Don't lie to me, I do too. It's going to go to this. Look. So now what will happen is all of the topics, the top topics, will be at the top. So if something does not interest you at all, you don't need to click on it. But if you're interested in something like the Moving Up seminar, just click on that topic or that headline. It takes you right to that article, and you can click back to the top, and it'll take you back to the headline. A lot easier. It's important that you only need to get the information you need to read that you're interested in. So that's good. More features on UniversalUnfranchise.com. We've completely overhauled and redesigned all of your reports. This has been a monumental task. Wait till you see some of the things we've done here. This was the old report menu. Oh, man. I mean, it's just too long. Too long. So we went from this, right, this long, crazy menu, to this. Okay? And it only gets better, I promise you, right there. Went from the, and now watch this. Every single report, we tell you exactly what that report is for. Exactly what it's for. This report is designed to display all my franchise owners and yours and everything you need to know about the report. There is a common header on every single report. So you can use the report list to drop down to a report that you want to see. And it saves reports that were run in the last 24 hours for you to rerun them again. Okay? And then, this is how it works, you just view the report. And then, on any report you want, you can just go to that report, search by name, and it'll run the report for that person. This drove me insane. It used to be, you used to have an ID number for every person in your organization to bring up a report. What did you guys keep, a notebook? All these IDs, yeah, you did, it's crazy. I couldn't believe this. I'm like, this is crazy. You don't need that anymore. All you do is you go to a report, type in the name, it brings up that person and runs the report. Let's dive into some of these reports. All these are live that I'm talking about right here. First warning. This is the new report. Every single field on every report that's new has a tooltip that tells you what goes in that field. Every single one of them. Automatically, there's calendars in here, a progress bar to let you know the status of running the report, and every single report is much, much faster to run, regardless of the size of the organization. Joanne, that's a big one. They're much, 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 much faster. Now, here's an example of this report that's live. And let me just show you some of the features. On the purge warning report, it'll not only tell you who's in danger of purging, but also if their annual renewal is due as well. And there are sorting available for every single column. And tooltips for every single column on the report. It tells you exactly what each and every one, of them are automatically. Now, here's another thing. If I want to get more information on this UFO in my organization, I click on this. This person is in danger of purging. Here's a beautiful thing. There's a contact card right here on that UFO, and I can send an email directly to their sponsor to let them know they're in danger of purging so they can reach out to them and hopefully they won't. Is that good? Every report is dynamic. What does that mean? It used to be every report that you ran, and then you said, well, I want to see it on this person. You'd have to rerun a new report again, not with the new reports. They're dynamic. So when you run a report, and then you say, well, I want to just see the left side, not both legs, but the left side, it automatically just changes it on the fly. Or I run the report. adjusts that information. The new unfranchise owner qualification report, again, gives you the purposeless report. It gives you all the information you need to know about an unfranchise owner. It gives you a contact card, quick links to the SABP report, so you can check the status of them as an SABP and how they're doing, whether they're activated or not on the left and right, if they've met the master UFO qualification, if they've turned in their forms. All of these reports jump to the qualification report to get more information about that UFO. The last renewal, the BB and IBB start date, their unfranchised PIN levels, all of this information is there. Open placement report. You ever try to figure out, you have a new UFO to place, you're trying to figure out where you place them? Where's the bottom most of a left or a right leg? This is what this report does. So if I'm ready to place a UFO, I can go to this report, run it on myself, and it'll tell me who is the bottom most person on the left of my organization, who is the bottom most person on the right of my organization for me to place this UFO. And look at this. These people were not sponsored by me. I can click on contact sponsor. I can send a message to the sponsor to let them know, guess what? I have exciting news for you. I've just placed a new unfranchised owner under you. Good? All right. Product sales report I'm going to go through. These are all product sales that you have made and customers made. That's a new report. Okay? I can keep going on. You can filter this by the franchise owner, whatever way you want. I'm going to move through this a little bit quicker. Click on order numbers to view the order detail, personal volume report. Any BB and IBB that are your personal centers, you can run this report to see where those orders came from. Post-purge report, brand new report as well. We just went live with a new annual renewal report. That's live as well. This is available, ladies and gentlemen, in all markets, all countries, and all languages. Okay? Now, let's keep going. These two reports are going live this week. Not within this week, it's going live this week. All right? The Unfranchised Owner Network Report. This one I'm excited about. Let me tell you why. The old report, when you ran it, it's like this. Stop. It just goes on forever. I don't know what to do here. Here's the new report. New report here, you run the report. You can choose, is it an HP1, a Master UFO, whoever it may be. Slice the and dice the reports the way you want to see them. You can choose how deep you want to see them in the organization. And then once the report runs, you can drill in more. You can see if they're where they are now. Oh, this little feature here. When you run this report, if it says actively pursuing, that means you have a UFO in your organization who is actively pursuing the shopping annuity bonus program. You can click on that link and it'll tell you exactly where they're at in meeting the SABP. Now, the other thing here is, let's say for my unfranchised owner network report, I want to see people who are not in the business who are inactive 270 days. I just click on this button and then it'll bring up those people automatically for me to call them and get them back in the business again. Or I can go on and I can see people here. Let's just say I want to see people in an organization who I personally sponsor. Or I want to see people in an organization who are activated. Or I want to see both. Just click on these different options and you can see them. Sales volume detail sales report. This is going live this week. We've combined these two reports. The accrual data is already based upon when your BDC is accruing volume. Gives you a summary. You can go in here and see the detailed sales report. This is big because there used to be a discrepancy sometimes between a detailed report and a sales report. That's been eliminated. They all match together. There's no problems here. And then you can see a chart to see the progression of your sales, how it's trending, and so forth. One more?
Yes.
I'm telling you guys, I'm taking this. Good. Let me give you more stuff. Graphic genealogy report. All right? This is the report right now. This is heavily being developed. This will be this month, next month, the latest is where we're at on this one. Gene, you better be taking notes. All right, good. I got a team here because I got to go on the fire line. Like, you better get this done. So here's the graphic genealogy report. Current one's great. Team, watch this one. This one's great. Shows me all the different people in the organization. Great report. Not good enough, though. We're changing that report to become the graphic organization report. And this is how it looks. Like this. Simple. We figured out how can we take someone's organization and make it look the easiest way it can possibly look so they can manage it better. Now here, you'll be able to search by name or ID, and within any one of the organizations, they'll come to the top of that report. The person who's displayed at the top, it'll give you a contact card automatically on who they are. You can go to different reports to get more information on them. And then it'll tell you all the way down the line, who's off the left, who's below them, and then to the right will give you a number. Those are the inside legs. That tells you how many business centers are on the right, and you can click on any one, and it'll go to the top, and it'll display in this great and easy format. If I want to see this person, anytime I mouse over it, it gives me the detail of that person in the organization. I can actually go and click Run Report, and then runs the report directly on them. But this is what I love even most. We add these overlays onto this organizational report. Here's how it works. Let's say, again, I want to see people in that organization who are over 270 days. I click on 270 days, and it color codes all the UFOs who are out 270 days. Cool, right? Watch this. Let's say I want to see the unfranchised PIN levels of UFOs who are below me. Look what it does. It color codes all the people on their UFO level. All the way down the line. Good? I'm starting to pick up some steam. Picking up some steam. And again, the history I can run on this report. Network sales volume report. What's that? Network sales volume is a pretty cool report because it gives you a quick flash report of everyone in your organization, their left and right side of their volume, BME and IME. The new report, it'll be cool because instead of going through so many people, we will highlight people in your organization who are close to earning a commission check automatically. You zero in right on that. This one is in development as well. This is fun. This is good stuff. I love talking about this stuff. Anytime I can give more back, I'm always focusing on doing it. How many of you, be honest with me, how many of you have one of these in your office? Be honest. Yeah, right? The funny thing is, I've seen many of these. All different types of artistic work. Long, short, wide. Like, it's crazy. Why do we make people go through this? Now with technology, you won't need it anymore. Because we are developing. Think of like a Google Earth where you can see your organization holistically. You'll be able to see your organization just like we see it here, but from almost like a top looking down, holistic. And you won't need this thing anymore. And this is being, it's going to be crazy. And you'll be able to zoom in on all your business centers. We're adding new widgets to our franchise, like an SAVP widget. You can follow the progress. One more.
Yeah.
Look, new on franchise order. We're redesigning that. And one of the biggest redesigns, we're adding an express checkout. Most times when you check out from a website, you got to go through four different steps or four pages. With express checkout, you click one button, it takes you to one page, and we reload all the defaults that you have set up in your back office. And then if you wanted to change on one page, just one page, you could change where you want to ship it to. You can also change the BD placement all on the same page and then click a button and you're done. Actually, Amazon has a one-click checkout patent that's running up at the end of this year. So because their patent's running up, we'll take advantage of that and we'll incorporate a one-click checkout. How will that work? You'll just go into your back office and put pre-select settings in there. And anytime you're on HK, and then a customer can do it too. Anytime they set up their one-click definitely check out settings. Okay? Anytime they're on a product, anytime they're anywhere on the site, they can click one-click checkout, and they don't have to do nothing. It just checks out. Just that simple. Just checks out automatically. That's what you're doing. And that's not all. That's not all. Oh, this is where it goes. Another thing that drove me crazy. Don't you hate in Hong Kong you get new UFOs in, and they got to make a copy of their Hong Kong ID, and they got to either come by the office or mail it in? Well, you can scratch that, because that's gone. That's out of here. That's out of here. Because right now, this is what they do. They can do it online. All they got to do, and this is live as I speak, okay? Live as I speak. All they do is they take a picture of their IDT and submit it electronically, and that's it. Good?
Yes.
We sniff their IP or track their IP address and put them on the country that they're going to shop from automatically. New banners, new marketing, technology for each and every popular products. I can continue to go through this, browse by brand, browse by category. The shopping experience is great. It's much easier. Sort any way you want. Here's the product pages. There's recommendations on these pages. Easy to select and social share these products. Brand new, intuitive, recommended products, as I mentioned. And each of these pages have new selling attributes added to them. So for instance, if you're on Hong Kong, or someone goes to your Hong Kong site, whatever it may be, they're in Japan, whatever it is, China, they see the activated B complex. We give them every piece of data on that product to make an educated decision on buying that product, why they should buy it. Videos are on the products that help engage the consumer. The delivery system of Isotonics, it continues to go on and on and on. And we've expanded shop.com globally even more over the last few months. If you have a customer who loves the products in Japan, why not offer them more? You earn BV anytime a consumer from Japan buys that product at your retail profit. Well, you now earn IBV on global. IBV as well, and here's how it works. If they're coming from Japan, we list partner stores on the Japan site. We list all the hot deals. And they can visit that store automatically, or they can see all the deals right there. Anytime they make a purchase from that partner store, you get the IBV automatically. So we not only expose the brands, we expose the partner stores as well. And here's the beautiful thing about it. What we've added in China, in Japan, in Korea, in all the market countries. And here's the great thing. These major retailers, so if I'm in Japan, and I'm on your global.shop.com website, I'm a customer, I can buy from Bloomingdale's, Macy's, Victoria's Secret, Hotels.com, ASOS, Ann Taylor, all these big international retailers, and they'll ship direct to those countries, and you earn the IBV. Good? Great. And then coming soon, those customers will be able to earn cash back as well. And then we'll pay them in different currencies and things of that nature. And all of this is mobile, responsive, and works really, really, really cool. Does that look? All right, now. Sorry. Gotta get a sip of water. Now, because it's the 25th annual, we're gonna have some fun. All right? Switching gears completely. 25th anniversary, we'll have some fun here. 25th anniversary. 10-year anniversary for Market Hong Kong. I thought it was appropriate for me to sort of take you back to the humble beginnings of the business. 25 years ago. And I am going to expose myself here. Badly, I'm going to expose myself. You can laugh at it, it's all good. Because things were not always this way. This company came from nothing. And when I mean nothing, nothing. No money, no nothing. Just hard work, blood, sweat, and tears. We work the exact same way today that we worked 25 years ago. The exact same way. Let me take you through some of those humble beginnings. Okay? You'll love this. This is fun. Loosen up. It's cool. Laugh. I don't care. Because I'm embarrassed by a lot of it as well. But I want to show you that we're all human. We learn from these things. You're dealing with regular people. That's why this company is so great. Here are some of the original founders. First of all, Dennis, can you give me a color picture, please? Not a blueprint. I need a color. Was it that long ago that it's black and white? I don't even want to talk about my hair. If you're back in the States, they call that a mullet. I don't want to talk about the chair. I don't know what's going on there either, buddy. And Marty, do something with the glasses, please. Okay? All right? So, all started with a group of people who believed it was coachable. Okay? And we started in that house right there. Under a 900 square foot house. 1992. A dream is born. A plan is created. The plan worked. One thing we knew, we had nothing, but we knew that plan worked. We knew that plan worked. It was only a matter of time. And the dream became a reality. Here's some of the early years. Look at this. Joe Boyer, we just brought on. I went to school with him. This is one of the craziest things here. It says here for me, Mark Ashley, this is like an actual newsletter we did. Lord used to put together a newsletter for me and Joe. And Mark Ashley, Director of Corporate Relations. That is ridiculous. I wasn't Director of Corporate. I was packing boxes. I was answering the telephone. I was doing whatever it took. We had a term, we used to say. And J.R. Conis, he goes, fake it until you make it. Fake it until that wasn't my title. I was like, front relations. We used to have this thing, so we had this thing, fake it till you make it. So when you call the company, it would say, thank you for calling Market America. Press 1 for customer service, 2 for marketing, 3 for shipping, 4 if you're interested in being in our franchise, 5 for graphics and all these different things. Well, the problem was when you hit 1, it came to me. Saying, thank you for calling. The problem is any one of those prompts you hit came to me. Everyone. And the problem became is the same person might call the same day and get a different division. They'd be like, your voice sounds familiar. Well, then I'd have to start changing my voice from time to time. But we had to fake it. But we made it seem like we're calling this. You know when you call the company to get this automated? This must be a big company. We put that out there to make it look like we were. We weren't big at all. So then, oh gosh, we had some revolutionary products at the time. Here was a product called the Creminer. First of all, don't you love how beautiful the marketing materials are? Black and white, beautiful. The Crem Light. This is a product that you put on your index finger, a little cream. You rub it in, and it was supposed to make you lose weight. It did work. No, did not work. But then we came out with this revolutionary product. It was called Trim Drops. Look at this. Trim Drops. Don't just lose weight, drop it off. Regain your youthful energy and slim down. Trim Drops was, it came in a bottle. Another problem was a glass bottle. Half the shipments we sent out broke when it got to the customer. But when it got to them, it was this Trim Drop, you put it under your tongue, it was a drop, and it was supposed to make you lose weight. Sorry, it didn't work. Did not work. But here was going to be the game changer. Quitter's Friend. What was Quitter's Friend? This was a product like the Crem that you rub right here in your arm, and it was supposed to wean you off of smoking. This was going to change this. This was going to change the game. The problem is after we started getting it out there, we found that people were increasing their smoking habit, unfortunately. So that didn't work. So we were learning and learning and learning all the time. So the products and services were very limited. We knew we were going to have this expansive line of products. We were never going to be one product driven. Don't ever get swayed into going to a company that's one product driven. Don't ever get that. Why? It might be a bad day, but once it goes away, everything goes away. Everything goes away. We knew we weren't Dennis, right? We were never going to be in one product. We were going to have a huge line of products that were consumables that people could not live without. But at that time, our best product was belief, and it still is our best product today. Believing in this business. It's not about someone getting in the business today. It's about their belief. No one makes anything on a UFO just getting in today and getting their check. We don't want it. I don't want your check if you don't have the belief and are going to do it. Please, you can have it back. And that doesn't make any UFO any money. What makes everyone money is having the belief and doing it the right way. So, as things started to take off a little bit, there were some top executives were coming on. Dennis came on board with us, and we took a cruise. We said, what a great way to reward our franchise owners, and we'll take a cruise. For any of you who have ever been to the International Convention, can't go on the cruise. We're like, why, Jerry? He goes, every time I deal with a company, they go on a cruise, they always go out of business. Like, they always go out of business. That's crazy. We ended up going on the cruise. Everything was fine. Okay? And at this time, true statement, this early on in the business, Dennis wasn't a franchise owner. He wasn't the executive vice president of sales. I remember the first meeting I went with Dennis and Nancy was in New Jersey when he first got into the business. And Darryl would come and came down and said, I think you got to pick one here for this guy, Dennis Franks. I'm like, man, this would be great because I think we got a big one with this guy, Dennis Franks. So our team weekly at that time is we would work. I was going to college at the time. I'd go to college at 8 a.m. and I would get out at about 10:30. I'd go straight to the office and work basically all night. And we would work all through the week, and then Friday night we'd rent a van, we'd put product in it, and we would go up north to the different areas, because if you brought product with you and you did the meeting, they would buy it on the spot. We would leave Sunday, take the van back, and then we would, you know, go back to work on Monday. Well, we went to Dennis's and Nancy's, their first meeting. True story. We're driving in a Ford Taurus, loaded up in the back, I mean a clunker. A Ford Taurus loaded in the back seat with product, in the trunk, wherever. Literally left the office on like a Wednesday night, drove up to New Jersey, and Dennis, no lie, it's crazy. Because Jared's like, the whole time he goes, this guy, Dennis Franks, you're gonna love him. You're gonna love his wife, Nancy. Literally, the first meeting I go to, the guy's got 500 people. No lie. No, Dennis, you remember? 500 people in a room in New Jersey, like crazy. And he's like, this is where things really start to go. On that cruise ship, a couple of people who were with us decided to start another company. That company, safe to say, is not around anymore. And Dennis at that point was a UFO and decided to come on the corporate team as executive vice president of sales. And whew, one of the greatest days this company has ever had. It's just amazing. So just, but he started as a UFO. Like, this guy's got everyone from that area in that meeting room passing out bars and different stuff. It was great. And then we were driving, then we left that night, J.R. and I, we drive back to North Carolina in a Ford Taurus, not getting driven around anywhere. And but Jerry was great, and things started to take off. Thermochrome 5000 was an incredible supplement for us. We used to have this in a three-day pack, and it used to be like the ceramic pack. And Nancy's laughing too. And it had a cardboard around it. I'm still like trying to finish school at the time. And we're moving. Things are starting to. We're moving like six different offices in like a year. I'm calling people up like, look, I need that office space. I need that. Because we have like, I've got like temps. I'm calling 80. I need 30 people today. I need 40 people today. And because we were actually stapling these cardboard packets with the three-day samples until we realized that just get them printed automatically with the packets and send them out and reduce the labor, all that kind of stuff. But it's crazy. And then isotonics came. You know, just revolutionary, changed the game. Look at this old news line, a power line. Elizabeth Weber, supervising coordinator. Look, these people here didn't just come here and appear here by magic. They all start at the same spot as anyone who gets in the business today, tomorrow, the next day. Look at this, Elizabeth Weber, supervising coordinator. Kevin Muffin in 93. Congratulations, distributor of the box. Congratulations, Kevin, and executive coordinator. You know what the interesting thing is, too, that I get a kick out of this? Is the people, and this is what I love about this business, the people that I see in here, go back here. I mean, the people here, like look at Dennis. Dennis looks better now than he did back then. It's like this business not only gives you financial freedom, but it extends your life and makes you look better, right? So like you get all of this stuff put into a box. It's crazy. It's crazy. And then we put new systems in place, like AutoShip, the four-step marketing plan. When we first started the business, you had to go from 1,200 BB on the left and right to get a commission. And then you had to go all the way to 5,000 BB on the left and right for another one. level now, 2,400 and 3,600. And new steps are going in. The 2 to 3 year plan, don't you agree that's the most revolutionary plan ever created? Right? Based on what average people statistically do. The most realistic and profitable plan in existence today and in any day requires fewer people and less volume to make more money consistently. And with a training system built around it. You can build all over the world globally, in your backyard, wherever it needs, a whole training system. One of the big goals of the company early on was to go public. We wanted to go public. And the reason we wanted to go public is because we wanted the unfranchised owners to have a piece of the rock. Have a piece of the rock of what the company and what they're doing consistently every single day. Company went public. The stock skyrocketed well over $20 a share. Boom, out of the gate. And we were naive. We said, look, as long as our financials are good, the stock will take care of itself. We weren't in the business to go into Wall Street, do a dog and pony show to get our stock up and inflate it for no reason. Our financials were amazing. But for some reason, we didn't want to do the dog and pony show, so the stock ended up at around $4 a share. And we said, you know what? We don't need to answer to other people. We know how to run this business better than anyone. We have a partnership between our field and our internal staff. It's the best partnership ever. So we decided to take the company and buy it back. And here to give you an idea of the ethics of this business, the ethics of this business. The stock was traded for under $4 a share. For anyone who had any outstanding shares at the time, we bought them for $8 a share. Over double what it was already at listed on the market. So this is a great day where a company we started was public, we're going to buy it back and control it again, and we make the decisions. You look at this picture of Darren and Little N right here. And